American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Vice President Kamala Harris's plan to deal with the country's economic crisis includes government control on grocery prices and a taxpayer-funded incentive for some homebuyers. During a rally in North Carolina today, Harris laid out her plan, including a proposal for a federal ban on what she calls price gouging on groceries. She is also proposing $25,000 in down payment help for certain first-time homebuyers and tax incentives for builders of starter homes, among other things. A constitutional attorney and public policy analyst says former President Donald Trump has a strong case in his suit against the Department of Justice. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
Trump is suing for $100 million in damages over the government's unprecedented August 8, 2022 raid on his Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach, Florida. His lawyers argue that it was done with, quote, clear intent to engage in political persecution. The raid led to the appointment of special counsel Jack Smith, who ultimately brought 37 felony charges against Trump, who pleaded not guilty to all counts. And U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon dismissed Smith's case against Trump altogether, ruling that Smith was unlawfully appointed and funded, citing the Appointments Clause in the Constitution. Abraham Hamilton III is public policy analyst for the American Family Association.
The most important thing to consider is that the Trump team is relying upon the Supreme Court's decision in the immunity case, in which it concluded that the president has absolute immunity for official acts. Combine that with the Supreme Court's decision regarding the unlawful appointment of Jack Smith, and those two factors are undergirding President Trump's lawsuit. Simply put, Jack Smith's appointment was illegal. Therefore, the raid upon his home in Mar-a-Lago was illegal.
Hamilton says he expects the DOJ to ultimately settle this case.
To avoid further embarrassment, frankly, and eventually a potential loss before jurors in the state of Florida. I think the Trump team could have a cogent case, but I don't expect it necessarily to reach the jury stage. I think a settlement would probably be entered into before we get to a jury in this instance.
I'm Chad Groening.
Mediators to the Gaza War ceasefire talks said today the two-day talks wrapped up and they aim to reconvene in Cairo next week to seal a deal. In a statement, the United States, Egypt, and Qatar said talks were constructive and conducted in a positive atmosphere. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held a town hall discussion last evening in Florida emphasizing the dangers of a ballot initiative called Amendment 4. The Democrat and Soros-funded proposed state constitutional amendment would undo Florida's heartbeat bill. DeSantis was asked what he would say to someone who is pro-choice about the amendment.
I think the people who are not pro-life, if you talk to them, very few think it would be okay to abort a baby that can feel pain. You know, you see on the sonogram fully formed, they're sucking their thumb, they're doing all this stuff. And if you said that, hey, this would be something that would be constitutionally mandated that this be allowed, I think the vast majority of people in Florida who support abortion would reject that.
He was also asked about the viability language and why it's purposefully vague and undefined.
Why didn't they define it for you? What are they trying to hide? Why not just define all these terms? They won't do that. But understand, whatever people think in terms of viability, that is meant to be viewed in the most pro-abortion way possible.
A South American crime boss wanted in the killings of at least 23 people in Peru was captured this week in New York, 3 months after he crossed the Texas-Mexico border illegally. The arrest Wednesday of the man and his girlfriend ended an international search that gripped Peru in the wake of violence attributed to both he and his Los Killers gang. The Climate Prediction Center said much of the U.S. is in for a warm and dry fall. Here's Fox Weather's Britta Merwin.
It doesn't mean you're not going to have cool days. It doesn't mean you're not going to have cool nights. It just means that you're also going to have mixed in some really warm afternoons. And that means that overall, the average will come in above average.
Astronomical fall arrives at 8:43 a.m. Eastern on September 22nd, and meteorological fall begins September 1st. You can find more news online at afn.net. I'm Robert Thornton.